all right. Proverbs 15:22, the Bible says, without counsel, purposes are defeated, disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Okay. So our text tonight shows us that it's good to seek advice. But brethren, you need to be careful who you seek advice from, and that's what we're going to spend our time looking at tonight. Brethren, be careful, because you can always find someone to tell you what you want to hear. You can always, listen, be careful. You say, well, people say, well, I sought counsel, I sought advice. But did you seek it from the right sources? That's what you got to always ask yourself. Because you can always have somebody who will tell you what you want to hear and back up what you want to feel about something. Alright? So, we got to keep that in mind. The Bible says here, verse 22, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. The word counsel means this. It means advice. It means opinion. It means instruction given upon request. In other words, someone asked for it. Or otherwise. Sometimes you just give it. You know, a lot of times that happens, especially with parents. The parents, you tend to feel like you have a right, and in a sense you do, to give counsel and advice. Because you love the young'uns. You love them. For directing the judgment or conduct of another. It means opinion given upon deliberation or consultation. In other words, someone says, what do you think I ought to do? And someone says, let me think about it. Let me pray about it. Let me check it out. Let me research it. So be careful, brethren, about real flippant, real pat answers. They came to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah sought the Lord. I believe it was 10 days later, he got something from God. That false prophet over there, or rather that apostate priest over there in the book of Judges, they came to him, and as soon as they asked him, he had the word they wanted to hear. In Judges, they came to seek God's direction for the way they were going. And as soon as they asked him, he said, well, he told them, God's going to bless your way, go right ahead. Yeah, he didn't do it. See, he was an apostate priest. He was not doing the will of God. He was where he ought not have been. He was out of the will of God, and he just told them exactly what they wanted to hear there with him. When they came to Jeremiah, they dissembled, Jeremiah said, because they said, we want to know the word of the Lord. We want to do what God wants. Jeremiah said, I hear you. I've heard you. The Bible's still up to date. Just like somebody says, I hear you. Jeremiah said, I've heard you. And he got the word of the Lord and gave it to him. And they said, that's not the word of God. You just said that. And so, you know, they done had their minds made up. Brethren, listen. If you're seeking counsel, don't have your mind already made up. If your mind's already made up, don't even seek the counsel. Really. If you're honestly searching, okay. And don't look just to have your desire or your opinion reaffirmed. If you're seeking counsel, really seek it. All right. Now, the Bible says here, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. The word purpose means that which a person sets before himself as an object to be reached or accomplished. It's the end or aim to which the view is directed in any plan, measure, or exertion. In other words, it's the thing you want to get done. You have an end you want to achieve. There's something you desire or want. You want something to happen, or you want something to be done, and so you seek counsel often that end may be reached. Alright? And the Bible says, without counsel, purposes, the thing you desire to do will be disappointed. Disappointed means defeated of expectation, hope, desire, or design. It means frustrated. Alright? So without right counsel, your desires, your purposes, your ends, the things you're trying to get done and accomplished, they'll be frustrated. They won't be accomplished. So, brethren, our text shows us tonight that we need to get counsel. You need to get counsel so that your ends may be achieved, so that you may have good success. Alright? I'll say it again. You need good counsel. You need to get counsel. And good counsel at that. That your ends may be achieved, that you can accomplish the thing you're trying to accomplish, and that you may have good success. But the big question is, where do you get counsel from? The Bible says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude, that means many, means more than one, means a numerous amount, in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Now, hold on a minute, you see that? In the multitude of counselors. So, it didn't say in the multitude of friends, did it? It said in the multitude of counselors. You need to go to someone qualified to be a counselor. But with us what? you need to go to someone qualified to be a counselor. But let me tell you something. A scriptural qualification is not the same as a worldly qualification.
Right.
And a scriptural counselor is not the same as a worldly counselor. Yes, you do need to go to a qualified counselor. And may I submit to you that sometimes your friends may be qualified counselors. If they're saved, if they love God, if they're trying to walk, they may be a qualified counselor. But not in every case. Just because the person is a friend, a relative, or whatever, does not make them a qualified counselor. See, many times people say, well, I've asked a bunch of people. I've asked people's advice or opinion. No, yeah, but you didn't go to counselors. You went to friends, or you went to people who's going to tell you what you want to hear very often. You didn't go to a counselor. A friend may be a counselor if they're qualified. Now again, but the world will tell you, right, that means at least a bachelor's, maybe a master's, has this. No. We're not dealing with that stuff. We're dealing with the qualifications of the Word of God as qualifying one to be a counselor. And I'm going to show you tonight that there are a multitude, truly, of counselors that we can go to seek right counsel, that we can achieve the ends that we desire as long as those ends are righteous means, are righteous ends. See, if the end that you desire to achieve is an unrighteous end, you don't need no counsel to achieve that. You need to give that thing up. Are you with me, brother? Listen, if the desire that you've got is not a right desire, you don't need counsel to try to achieve that thing. You need to give it up. You need to reject it. If the end is wrong, if the end is not righteous, and the counsel you need to give is someone needs to tell you, you need to leave that thing alone. All right? Now, let's look and see where we can find a multitude of counselors. But let's first give a dictionary definition of counselor. A counselor is any person who gives advice, but properly, one who is authorized by natural relationship, like a mother or father, or by birth, office, or profession, to advise another in regard to his future conduct and measures. That's good. That's good. Unless you know also, brethren, just because somebody is a friend or someone you know does not qualify them to give you counsel, it doesn't make them a counselor. I've sought advice. I've got a lot of people's opinion. Right, but you didn't get a right counselor's opinion. Again, it's a properly one who is authorized by natural relationship or by birth, office, or profession to advise another in regard to his future conduct and measures. Now, our text tonight says you need a multitude of counselors. So let's name some. The first counselor you need is God. First one. First counselor you need is God Almighty. In fact, before you seek any other counsel, you need to seek counsel from God. Take your Bible and go to Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19, verse 21. Proverbs 19, verse 21, the Bible says this, Proverbs 19, 21, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. There you go, brethren. I mean, man, there's many devices in a man's heart. I mean, listen, brethren, let me tell you something. If you've got something you want to do, if there's an end you want to achieve, listen, the way we are, man, we can think 1,001 ways to get that thing done. We can scheme and connive and finagle and twist and dodge and duck and turn and lie and this and that and stand up on our heads. And we can do anything. Man, we all got all kinds of devices to get done what we want done. Now, brother, that's just a fact. Come on, man, when you want something bad enough, especially if the thing's not right. When you want something bad enough, and you want what you want, you know that, listen, brother, you've got 1,001 ways to work that thing out. I got a plan. I got a plan. And brother, man, the Bible says right here when it says, there are many devices in a man's heart. There are many devices. I mean, man, we got ways to get something done, huh? It's just like, look here, you know these places? If they want to get you in a car or a house, man, We have ways. We have ways. They might not be the best ways and the right ways and the best for you, but they've got ways. Listen, man, there's all kinds of devices in man's heart. But you know what? That's not what you need. Because you know what? A lot of the devices that you and I devise to achieve our ends, they're going to hurt us in the long run. They're going to hurt our testimony. They're going to hurt us. Do you know what the Bible says? Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. You know what you need first? You need counsel from God. You need counsel from God. My Aunt Lottie, another wise thing she said, my cousin Larry said, Aunt Lottie sometimes, his mama would look him in the eye and said, Larry, you do right, because right will stand in the judgment. She'd fasten her eyes on him and said, Larry, right will stand in the judgment. And that's pretty good. I mean, counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. That shall stand. All right, so look here. Now, so how do you get counsel from the Lord? It's sought by prayer. By prayer. You seek counsel from God Almighty by prayer. Listen, you commit your ways unto the Lord and your thoughts will be established. You say, Lord, I don't know what to do. God, I have this situation and I don't know what to do. And you, like the song says, you leave it there in prayer, you give it to God, He will establish your thoughts. Brethren, listen, I want you to remember this because I'm going to probably repeat this theme here for long again. Brethren, we need in prayer, more often than a lot of noise, we need a lot of belief. A lot of belief and a lot of trust that we say, God, Your Word says if I commit my ways to You, You'd establish my thoughts. I believe that, Lord. Here's the situation. Here's the problem. Here's how I would like for it to work out. Father, You know best. I'm committing this to You. He will establish Your thoughts. The devil will try to come in and say, yeah, but how are you going to know? You just got to stand your ground and say, I don't know how I'm going to know, but I will know. Because my God said He would establish my thoughts. And His ways are not confusing. He'll do it, brethren. He'll do it. He'll do it, and you'll know it's Him because it won't be confusing. Listen, it won't be confusing if you really want to do right. Brethren, if you want to do wrong, if you just what you want, you can be so easily fooled. God's ways are not going to confuse you if you want to do right. Okay? You got to always ask yourself, do I want to do right? Do I want to bring honor and glory to God in this situation? Do I want to do right? If you can say so, if you can say, I really want to do right in this situation, you're not going to be confused. God will make it plain to you. Now, brethren, if you're wanting to achieve your desire and your end, irregardless, guess what? You're going to be deceived. I can just about guarantee you, you're going to receive just what you want to receive. You'll receive a lie because you want to receive it. Because you're not concerned about what's right, you're concerned about what I want. You see, you've got to ask yourself, what do you want? What God wants, what is right, or what I want? When you can say, I want what God wants, and that's what I want, it ain't going to be confused you. He'll establish your thoughts. He will. You can trust Him to do it. He said He would. Listen, Proverbs 3 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. Brethren, if you've got something confronting you, you need to know what to do. Why don't you pull out Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 and point to it and say, God, Your Word says that. I believe that. I trust You now. But you can't do that if you want to do just what you want to do. You've got to come saying, God, I want Your will. What You want. And I trust You, Lord, to show me what to do. And He'll do that thing. You can trust Him on that. Now, our text tonight said that the multitude of counselors and the multitude of counselors let me go over there back to the text in a minute. In the multitude of counselors, they are established, meaning purposes are established. So that first counselor is God. Is God. The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And you seek that by prayer. You got a situation? Pray about it. And brother, I know every Tom, Dick, and Harry that professes Christ under the sun says they pray about everything. Everybody says they pray about everything. I mean, come on, brother. Everybody says that. You can't even pretend to be spiritual if you don't say you pray about things. Everybody says they pray about things. But I'm not too concerned that you pray about something as much as you giving that thing to God. And trusting Him to show you what to do. Do you want to do right? Then commit it to Him in prayer. Don't just cover yourself and say, well, I prayed about it. I mean, really say, God, not what I want. Thy will be done. Father, what's right? What's best here? I want Your will. And you see, you know what? If you'll do that, He will establish your thoughts. He'll show you what to do. And you want to sit and fret and worry and twiddle your fingers about how to know it's God. And I don't know if it's God. I don't know if the devil ain't trying to fool me. Stop that stuff. If you want to do right, He'll show you. He'll establish your thoughts. Don't be confusing with it. God's not the author of confusion. But if you want to do what you want, you're probably going to be deceived. And you'll probably have your way. And you'll regret the day you got it. Alright? So that first counselor is God. Now the second counselor is the Scriptures. The Scriptures. Go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. I mean, brethren, there are people out here making a killing on people, needing help, needing counsel. And again, I submit to you, the Bible says you need a lot of counsel. The Bible says you need a multitude of counselors, but they need to be qualified counselors. But I'm going to tell you again, a scriptural counselor is different than a worldly counselor. The qualifications of a scriptural counselor are different than the qualifications of a worldly counselor. A friend may be a qualified counselor if they love God or try to walk with Him. Alright? Maybe. But often friends aren't qualified counselors. They're your friend, but that don't mean they love God and are walking in the Word of God. Alright? And definitely, brother, just because a man's got a degree in something does not make him qualified to give you counsel. If anything, he may mess you up worse. That's a fact, brother. Many things may mess you up worse. Probably will if he's not walking with God and not saved nothing of the Lord. Psalm 19, verse 24, the Bible says this. Psalm 19, verse 24. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. How about that? David said that God's testimonies were his delight and his counselors. Where do you get? Where's the second counselor you need to go to? The Word of God. You go to the Scriptures. Then there's a load of counsel in the Word of God to help you if you'll just go to the Scriptures. I want to tell you something, brethren. So often, so many of my problems that I encounter, so many of the things I encounter in my life, I don't need to pray about them. I'm serious, brethren. The majority of the things I encounter in my life, I don't need to pray about them. The answer is already there. See, it sounds spiritual. Well, brother, how do you need to pray about everything? I don't. Well, who do you think you are? Well, brother, look here. I get those things narrowed down, man. First, if I'm confronted with the right and the wrong, I got the answer. Do right. There's my answer. If the Bible has directed me plainly on some matter, if I've already got the answer in Scripture, brethren, I don't need to pray about it. I just need to obey what I've read and know. What the Holy Ghost has brought back to my remembrance. Oh, brother, it's so easy to take a closed Bible and hold it up. Oh, Lord, help me. God, give me direction and knowledge. Lord, I need help from You. And it all sounds so good. But you ain't going to open that Bible because you know you'll find the answer. See, as long as you got the Bible closed and praying to God, you can always say, waiting on a peace from God, I'm waiting on guidance from the Lord. Well, open your Bible. Open your Bible. Often people are afraid to do that because they know what they're going to find. See, often in a case like that, the person already knows what's right and what to do many times. Like I said, be honest if you're seeking counsel. Okay, so God, the Scriptures, here's a third source of counsel. Your parents and relatives. Your parents and relatives. Now listen. Now y'all hang with me. One of the dictionary definition of counselor was properly one who is authorized by natural relationship to give advice in regard to the future conduct and measures. Natural relationship they got with you. Your parents and relatives. But also why? So God's the source of God's a counselor. The Scriptures are counselor. But my parents and relatives? Yep. Listen. People, because they are people who know you, people who love you, and people who have your best interest in heart. Now, listen, hold on. This is not always foolproof. I'm not going to qualify that, and I'll give you a scriptural example in a little bit. But I'm just telling you, look, if the person knows God's trying to walk with God, parents and relatives are good sources. All right? They're good sources. Why? They love you. They love you. They're concerned about you. They have your best interest at heart. Now, listen. Mom and dad, aunt and uncle, grandma and grandpa, you're not a good counselor if you're just going to appease your children, nieces and nephews, and grandchildren. You're disqualifying yourself as a counselor. A good counselor gives truth and what's right even when it hurts. Not just appeasement. Okay? But, so hopefully, see, we're supposed to love our children and grandchildren, nieces and nephews, enough to tell them the truth, even though it may hurt them. Alright? Take your Bible, go to 1 Chronicles 27. See, let me explain this. Let me tell you where this source of counsel really comes in at. Alicia and Aubriana, and Ashley and Mariah, and Luke and Ellie and Ben, some of you older ones here. See, listen, let me explain something to you. Katie, let me explain something to you here. If you seek counsel from your friends, it ain't no skin off their teeth what happens to you one way or the other.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Come on. Listen, your friend, let me tell you something. Your friends often, I don't care if they're friends in church, often your friends are going to tell you what to do because they don't care. It ain't going to affect them. And you know what? They want to be your friend, so they tell you what you want to hear. Listen to me. Don't go to your friends for counsel. Not unless you know that friend really loves God and will tell you the cold hard truth and what you really got to treasure them. For the most part, most friends in this world will tell you what you want to hear. So very often. And you want to do, they'll tell you opposite of what your parents tell you because they want to be your friend, you know. Because see, what happens is they feed off you. See, when you ask somebody counsel, you're given power. It is a power thing. Now, a person that's got character doesn't take advantage of that power. But your friends, so very often, they've not developed that character yet. You know what you've given them? You've given them power. And they like it. And they like to tell you what they think you ought to do. But they don't have a vested interest in you. Your parents and relatives, they do. All right? So listen, you need to seek counsel. I'll give you an example of it. I don't think I had this down, but I'll just give you an example of it. Read in your Bible, in the book of 2 Samuel, about Amnon and Jonadab. Amnon was one of David's sons. And Amnon was in love. But it was a lustful love, no doubt, with his sister, Tamar. Now it was his half sister, but it was his sister nonetheless. All right, he was ate up with her. He wanted her bad, but it was his half sister, Tamar was, and so Jonadab was his cousin. Now listen to me, Jonadab was his cousin, and Jonadab noticed that Amnon was just all out of sorts. And Jonadab said, "What's the matter with you? You're the king's son. I mean, what's the matter with you?" He goes, "I just don't know what to do. I just want Tamar so bad. I can't stand it." He said, "Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Pretend like you're sick. Have her come. You know, make out like you're sick. Have her come fix something for you. You know." He did it. Now he did it. And when he got Tamar in there, he told everybody to go out and he raped her. But you know what? He didn't want her then. And Tamar said, "No, you can't put me away now. If you put me away now, it's worse than what you've already done to me." He said, "No, get out, go! Lock the door behind her." And her brother was Absalom. He didn't forget. And about a year or so later, I believe it was, he got his chance. He invited Amnon over and had his men kill him. Amnon lost his life. You know what? Listen to me, kids. He got some wrong counsel from a friend.
Right, good.
Do you know what? Do you think Jonadab lost out? Listen, read your Bible. It's amazing. amazing. When Absalom killed, had his men kill Amnon, the rest of David's sons were there too. And man, they got up on their mules and took off because they didn't know if Absalom's men was going to kill all. So as they're coming back to the palace, as they're coming back to David, the watchman sees him, you know, and says, "It's a great." But David and all the men, they were crying. The rumor got back, Absalom's killed everybody. But someone said, no, they're not all dead. Just Amnon. Because Absalom's determined this from the time that, you know who said that to David? Jonadab. Mm-hmm. And it's something, he is the one whose counsel helped get that thing going. But he said, "No, David, it's only Amnon." That was his friend, that was his cousin, that was his, you know, the one he got counsel from. He's only Amnon's dead. For sure. I mean, Absalom, he's determined to do this. Hey, Jonadab, he's just kind of going along. Amnon's dead. He got a ruined reputation and now he's dead. He took wrong counsel. Kids, I'm telling you, your peers are not good sources of counsel unless they happen to be somebody who's upright and will tell you the truth no matter what. That's rare. Because for the most part, they like the attention you give them and the power you get by confiding in them and seeking their advice. They like that, and they'll tell you what you want to hear. Your mom and dad love you. They have your long-term interest at heart. Your relatives, very often, they have your long-term... And now, that's if they know God. Listen, if they're not saved, they can't give you good counsel. They don't know God. Brother, don't go to a lost relative for counsel. Now, that just don't make no sense. You know what they're going to tell you? What you want to hear? I'm talking about relatives are saved, and you even got to be careful with mom and dad. And I'll give you an example of it in the Bible here in just a minute. But listen, 1 Chronicles 27, verse 32. But I am telling your peers, for the most part, kids, they'll mess you up. 1 Chronicles 27, verse 32. And Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hakmonai, was with the king's sons. How about that? So one of David's counselors was his uncle. David had an uncle named Jonathan. And this is not Saul's son Jonathan, who was his friend. This is David's uncle. And he was a counselor to him. It was his uncle. You know what? Listen, he was a counselor. Hey, brethren, a lot of times, you know, your family, if they know God and really care about you, they're good sources of counsel. They're good sources of counsel. How do you obtain that? You obtain counsel by God, to God by prayer. You obtain counsel from Scriptures by reading. You obtain counsel by your parents and relatives by asking and listening. By asking and listening. Kids, listen to your parents. Listen to your grandparents. Listen to your aunts and uncles. Listen to folks as you're cut up. Just listen. Be more ready. Instead of trying to be an idiotic clown to make everybody laugh when the adults are around, sit down and be still and listen. Instead of trying to be the ridiculous center of attention and get everybody to laugh at you and send you out of the room, be still and listen. You can pick some things up. Listen. Really, I really honestly believe that's the reason, one of the reasons Jacob had an eye toward the inheritance. The birthright. Because if you read your Bible, your Bible tells you that Jacob dwelt in tents with Isaac and Abraham. Remember the Bible says Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. Esau was a man of the field. Your Bible says in Hebrews that on the chapter of faith that Jacob dwelt in tents with Abraham and Isaac. See, Abraham was still alive during Jacob's day. I believe Jacob listen to his daddy and grandpa, his daddy and his grandpa, Isaac and Abraham in that tent. And I believe Jacob understood the importance of that birthright and getting that. Where was Esau out? Out in the field. Having a good time. Out there hunting. Not that there's anything wrong with hunting. But he went and he was out there. Esau had a heart for the things of now. Jacob picked up that there's more important things. And I believe he got it by listening to his elders. I really believe that. All right, kids, listen. Pay attention. All right, now listen. Now, this source of counsel, now the Word of God is always foolproof. And God's always foolproof. In other words, you're always going to get right counsel from God. You're always going to get right counsel from the Scriptures. But, now your parents and relatives, that's not always foolproof. And I'll give you an example. Go to 2 Chronicles 22. Be careful. 2 Chronicles 22. Just because the person is your mother, your father, your grandpa, your grandma, your aunt, your uncle, doesn't mean they're going to be right. It's a good source, but it doesn't mean they're always going to be right. 2 Chronicles 22, and look at verse 3. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. How about that? But this is talking about Ahaziah. Ahaziah was a king. And you know what the Bible says here? The Bible says his mother was a counselor to do wickedly. So, you've got to be careful. A mother and a father are not always sound places of counsel. Hey, they might not be qualified to be a good counselor because they don't know God, aren't living for God, aren't doing right. An aunt, an uncle, a grandma, and grandpa, they may be good sources, they may not be. Right? You've got to judge this source by the other two, God and the Scriptures. All right, but they can be a good source, but like, hey, in this case, she was a counselor to do wickedly. So you better watch. You better watch. That's not, my mom and dad told me this, my grandma and grandpa advised, my aunt and uncle advised me this way. Yeah, but that don't mean it was right. That don't mean it was right. All right, a fourth source of counsel, a group of counselors, your pastor and elder folks in the church. God, the Scriptures, your parents, and your pastor and elders in the church. Go to 1 Timothy 3. 1 Timothy 3. 1 Timothy 3, verse 5. First Timothy 3, verse 5, for if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Listen, that pastor is supposed to be able to take care of his own house, and in doing so, that helps to give him the quality, the qualification there to take care of the church of God. Look here, what I'm telling you is this, look here, the pastor is to take care of the church of God. All right, so that means he's supposed to be a source of counsel to you. Because you know what he's thinking of? Your best interest. He cares for you. If you're doing right, he cares for you deeply, not just superficially. Not just short term, long term. So it should be. Listen, if your pastor's not a good source of counsel, you need to go find another pastor. You get somewhere. I'm serious, brother. If you can't go to your pastor for counsel, what are you doing there? Honestly. Take your Bible. Look here. Go to 1 Timothy 5. What's that? 1 Timothy 5. I mean, 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5, verse 1. 1 Peter 5, verse 1. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also partake of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of ready mind. All right. So you pastor. Your pastor should be a source of counsel for you, a counselor for you, to counsel you and guide you by the Scriptures and that which is right. And listen, I mean, you know, and if the counsel lines up with, you ought to be proving it your own self by the Scriptures, and if it lines up with Scriptures right, you need to take it and take heed to it. I said also, your pastor and elders in the church, elder men, elder women in the church, take your Bible, go to Titus 2. Titus 2.